we now know, even though Asiwaju says that he has not informed us officially and he's still consulting, but he has gone to inform the president. He didn't say he's gone to consult with the president. Mm-hmm. He has gone, so his mind is made up. Leave the other rhetoric. Don't waste time on that. Now, you see, whether you like it or not, as at this morning, he's the forerunner in the race, whether you like it or not. And he seems to be gathering a lot of storm, especially from his fellow politicians. What concerns us, the general public, is that we need to look at our own to forget the interest of the politicians. They know the game they are playing. What you need to do back home, all of us here, is to think properly, you know, when all the candidates do emerge, and see who you believe will carry you to the promised land. There's no promised land in something temporary. There's in terms of money you are given to vote and so on and so forth. Think of your life for 4 years. As regards Asiwaju Tinubu, I congratulate him. You know, he's done, he's started his campaign. But at the same time, it is now time for us to ask him some pertinent questions so that we can lay a foundation. For example, we need clearance on all the rumors making the rounds about his age, schools attended, and we need his campaign team should now give us something to go by. We don't want to elect a president who, after being elected, we now somebody files a suit and says he's from Madagascar or he's from Benin, you know, he's from outside Nigeria or South Africa or whatever. Because whether you like it or not, the origins of Tinubu have been very controversial. And for a president, if you are going to have a president, we must know him. We definitely must know him. So I'm going to urge him to come out. I don't want to use come out, what come out clean, but to come out and tell us exactly his age, his background, so that we can clear that. He also lays his bid for the presidency on the quote and unquote success he has made of Lagos. That is for us to decide. It's for you and for me and for him. All of us will decide whether, given the antecedents of what he has done in Lagos, you'd like to give him a federal ticket, you know, as president. He can't run away from these issues. Neither can you and I. We need to sit down and now think. Other candidates are going to come out. But believe you me, this man is the forerunner. As at this morning, he's probably the man to beat. Also, you're going to get a flurry of media. He's a good old fox when it comes to politics. That much I can tell you. Mm-hmm. It's not for nothing that he's being linked with private newspapers and TV. He knows the game. He knows the game very well. It's not for nothing. And I can jolly well imagine what his war chest is like, even though I saw somewhere where he said that people can say all the rumors that they like, but that, you know, he has never laid his hands in the cookie jar. That, again, is for you to decide. He's never been found guilty of anything. Mm. So, essentially, that's...
But why is Oanese fuming?
No, they don't know how to play politics. That's as simple as that. Because you're fuming, but you haven't produced a candidate. What is Tinubu supposed to do? Sit back and wait for you? Or pick a candidate for you? He doesn't need to play the right politics. Look, whatever you might think about this gentleman, when it comes to politics, he's a professor emeritus. You know, forget your moral thinking or other things that you might think. When it comes to playing the game, navigating politics, honestly, I just kind of, they're like crybabies. You haven't worked on producing the only visible Igbo man we've seen in the terrain. It's Peter Obi, and he hasn't said specifically whether he's going to run or not. We had enough time to build up one or two or three candidates. They have loads of Igbo people, Igbo men of stature and knowledge who can jolly well run. I can, off my head, I can mention 5-6 people. But you sit back like crybabies and you say Tinubu, injustice. Where's your candidate? And like Senator Adefuye would say, Senator Ogunlewe would say that in politics, nobody hands anything over to you a la carte. You have to go struggle for it, which is what this man is doing. Now, he's going to inform Buhari publicly, also has a significance. I don't know, a journalist, I would have loved to see somewhere here where somebody made an attempt to talk to Femi Adesina or Shehu Garba to say, when Tinubu visited him and told him what it is, what did the president say? Even if you get a no comment, it's a story.
I think there's something like that in that story where he said that it's almost like they were saying the president gave his endorsement.
But they were asking Tinubu.
Yes.
No, I mean you should ask the president's spokesperson. Okay. What did the president say? And if you get a negative, even if the man just stares you in the face, it's a story. This is what is called well-rounded journalism. Pick up your phone. So we made a call to Femi Adesina to please ask the president if this is what... You can't go by one account. You must put things in balance. All said and done, I congratulate him. I congratulate his courage coming out at such a turbulent time and with so many controversies surrounding him.
Yeah.
Whether I'm going to support him or not is my personal... I don't want anybody saying, is Jimmy Disu, you are the one who made us vote for this or not vote for that. But remember, especially for those of you who might be doing this for monetary concerns and other concerns, you are going to consign yourself, to the hands of the next president for another 4 years. Having suffered... to a large extent in the past 8 years, the decision is left to you.
Absolutely, completely your decision. Page 8 of The Punch has this story here. Families of deceased Ogun monarchs to determine mode of burial.
This was a very, very unfortunate story that I found here. And I'm not too sure that people know the implications of what is happening here. Let me start. A traditional ruler, I repeat for the umpteenth time, is a custodian of our traditional practices and religion. Okay? Now, especially in Yoruba land, you have a choice to say, I do not want this appointment. I do not want... Because you are a custodian of our traditional practices. I don't know why somewhere at the back of our mind we want to demonize our traditional practices and religion. I disagree. We have fallen victim to a second slavery mentally. And that is why you can see that we are so disorganized. We don't even know who we are. Because the way it is going, you are going to have ownership in a large part of Ogun State and other parts of Yoruba land. They are going to become political appointments. And there is a consequence traditionally for things like this. You don't need to. It is there. It is written. There's a consequence for everything. There's a consequence for what we need to do. Rather, is to make sure that our traditionalists, like all other religious whatever, the things they do are done within the confines of the law. Some people, of course, there's usually you have more emotion than whatever in people's reaction. When the obas die, they cut them in pieces. And so if you know that you don't want them to cut you, I don't believe that happens. But if you know that you don't want them to cut them in pieces and do whatever it is, then don't be an oba. But this idea of demonizing, our own tradition and pushing it down is going to affect, that is one of the reasons where we are drifting. I'm not saying it's the only reason. One of the reasons, we have lost our identity. We have lost our identity. So we have become victims of religious politics. And of course, the politicians know the game they are playing. And then the governor did something that I think that, somebody needs to correct him. You see, when you are a governor, you are a governor. You're a governor of a state. You are not Dapo Abiodun. Do things the way you please. That's why I'm an advocate for us having what I call certain protocols embedded in our system, written and signed. Why would a governor of a state go and sign a bill in the private residence of a traditional ruler? This is what we used to call ISA when I was in school, eye service. You are the governor, you sign it in your office. Some person will come up and say, he can sign anywhere, he can do this. This is a bad precedent. And then, of course, the Oba now told him, Kabiyesi now told him, your re-election is assured by what you have done. What you are doing, Mr. Governor, sir, slowly but surely, you are desecrating the land. You're breaking protocols. You're, 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 you're trivializing governance. Because let me read the paragraph here. It says Ogun State governor took a copy of the bill regulating the installation and burial rights of traditional rulers in the state to the private residence of the Yawujale and signed it into law. It's very unfortunate. I expect our traditionalists to fight back. Those of you who are out there fighting for the Yoruba nation, the problem with the Yoruba nation starts from within. It starts from within. Look at the disaster we have in some of the obas that we have now. You can see. You can see they are not well-groomed. You can see they are not fit for our traditional. They have a way of they've had a way times and times and times in the past of not just installing but removing an oba. But now our politicians have messed up the whole process. And I have a funny feeling that we might pay dearly for it.
Indeed. Let's stay with the Punch. Page 12 of the Punch. Kwankwaso Rubbishi Zoning begins consultations on 2023 presidential bid.
Well, it's within the confines of the law. Again, I'm going to go to my good somebody whose interview I watched repeatedly because he did a flip. That's a little Ogunlewe. I'm going to try and bring him here to explain this flip. That's a story for another day. But nothing is self to you, Alakat. I'm glad that Kwankwaso has come into the ring. You can't sit back and say it is our turn. You have to go fight it out there. He has the right to do so. And he has done so. And he says that he's considering succeeding Buhari in the next presidential election. It says here, I don't understand. It says, this is just as the publisher of Ovation, Daily Momodu, on Monday declared his presidential. No, I don't have any comment on that. But A former presidential spokesperson of Dr. Dunyo Okwukwe had earlier in 2021 declared his ambition. While these men are yet to officially declare their ambition, other suspected aspirants in the PDP include Atiku, Tambuwa, and Bala Mohammed. Maybe the person I might consider might be the front runner in this list that I have possibly could be Tambuwa.
Tambuwa, right?
Yes. If for anything at all, I know he has a very good reach across the South. Mm. And then he's sitting on the cookie jar where he is. Mm. And all of us, we know the...
There's a rumored combination of Tambuwa and Wike.
That I'd love to see.
Yeah.
But I'd be shocked that anybody would want Wike standing behind him as the vice president.
Why? Why?
Because it will go to you know, Wike. I would have preferred if the roles were reversed. If Wike was the president and then Tambuwa was behind him.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I'm just kidding, really. Mm. You know that sarcasm is my whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do.
But I also have a young lady that I'm going to talk to on Saturday.
Okay.
Khadija Okuno. I've forgotten her husband's name. I'm so sorry. But Khadija Okuno, daughter of Femi Okuno, Alhaji Femi Okuno, and she's also making a bid. Young lady. Yes, you might say, as a woman and as a young person, she might not whatever. But she will up the ante. She will bring. Maybe there's going to be a presidential debate. Yes, and there'll be a campaign. She will up the ante. And who knows? I'm talking to her on Saturday. It'll be worth listening to on this station.
Okay.
It's warming up. Now, like I said, this is now the time. But I can tell you this in all the names that I have here.
Right.
That man is different. He knows the game inside out. Look, let me tell you. For those who have a very strong belief that they'd rather not have a Tinubu presidency for reasons known and unknown,
yeah,
you better buck up.
But this looks like a very big challenge for any opposition in the country. Like, you want to look at the round table and look at who is strong enough.
She had to
confront him at the polls.
Well, this is where the dice is who does the president support? You know, he refused to say that. Of course, I explained what I said.
Yeah.
Supposing what if the president now says, okay, we are going to back Oshibajo.
Mm.
Then they are going to have a rougher fight within the APC,
which is already
evident in the convention they're supposed to have.
Right.
That's why I thought my colleagues would make an attempt. Mm. I thought by now they'd have put a call through by hook or by crook to Aisha Buhari to ask her what is. I mean, let's make this game very exciting. Let's whilst we're trying to get this, let's make it exciting. But one thing though,
one thing
that all of us need to know, which is very, very clear.
Mm.
Anybody who wants to aspire for that office must come to us with a lot of transparency. A lot of transparency. You know, if you need to look at their character, you need to look at the antecedents. If you vote emotionally or you vote for immediate gains, you will have yourself to blame. You will jolly well have yourself to blame. That's why I said you must look at transparency. You must go through every eye of the needle.
Yeah.
Who they are, where they were born, who you know, you need to go through it inch by inch before you make that decision. It's very, very crucial. It sounds trivial. It is not. It is not. I can tell you this. It is not.
Do you also think that any candidate declaring their medical record is important?
Any serious candidate should declare. He should be very clear about his background and his medical record. He should be honest with us. Do you know, it reminds me of fellas, Big Blind Country, when they say in the country of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. If everybody is blind and only one man has one eye, are you sure that eye he can see with it? Are you sure that fella would say in the sarcastic manner, he no go hire the eye. So we must be sure about our candidates. I will never support somebody who I can't read him. I can't know, okay, this is where he was born, this is what he did, this is what is that, this is our antecedents. This is what is called making an informed decision. There's no running away from it.
But can we stop anybody from voting out of sentiment, though?
No, we can't stop anybody from voting out of anything. Isn't it in this country some people voted for a man because his name was Goodluck? Say, that name Goodluck will bring us good luck. People vote for various reasons.
Yeah.
But what is most important is that you should be selfish in your thinking. You should project yourself 4 years. If I vote for this man, what am I likely to get for the next 4 years? Don't think of what you're going to get now. What is likely to happen to me in the next 4 years? You should go through all the candidates with a fine-tooth comb before you make that decision, before you cast that vote. Don't get carried away by the rhetoric of the politicians. Their interests are at variance with yours. The earlier you know that now, the better it will be for you.
Right, indeed. Right, indeed. Yewale Oyewole says on YouTube that it is common sense that whatever document you were submitted as governor subsists until no man has just documents. So why the question? For information, I don't believe in Tinubu's candidacy, so this isn't about the man. He's saying that perhaps his document is already in the open. If anybody wants to know anything about him, when he was governor, those documents were still, you know, could still be valid.
I don't know why sometimes we're hypocritical about certain things. There is a controversy about this man's background, and all I have said is clear the air. I'm not talking about whatever documents he submitted in the past, which he said somebody signed for him. If you remember, he said it was Afuku Yomi who signed these things for him. I'm not talking about now. This is the presidency, Oga. This is the big deal. And it is difficult for you to tell people to cast your vote for you if you will not come out honest with them. He's qualified. There's no doubt about it. He's qualified. But there've been controversies about his background. He should clear the air. If he's going to need to apologize, he should do so. You understand what I'm saying? If that's, and this, all these are speculations, really. There is controversy. You can't run away from the fact that there is controversy about his background. Don't let's run away from that fact. We're not going to be polite in this game. Do you understand what I'm saying?
David seemed to agree with you and says Tinubu has a lot of controversies which has not been cleared. Continued silence made people reach various conclusions.
When he refers to what he has done in Lagos and so on and so forth, there are controversies that need to be answered. You can't run away from it. We can't run away from it. There are controversies on the tax, the alpha, beta, whatever. There are controversies on properties and so on and so forth that have found themselves way into private hands. All these things are going to come up. And if my colleagues, history will not be kind to my colleagues in the media if they don't bring up these questions for not just him, also for all the other candidates. You see what political politeness has, see where it has gotten us now. See where we are. Look at the way we are suffering. Do we want to continue like this for another 4 years? You need to ask all, I'm not all the candidates. You need to go through them with a fine-tooth comb. We want to know your antecedents. We want to know the things that you have done. We want to know if you are fit and proper. It's not just being popular that makes you fit to be president. Yeah. Oh, no. Mm. It's not just being popular. Questions need to be asked. And anybody who wants to present himself as a candidate must be ready for these inquiries. You can't run away from them.
Indeed. Indeed. Let's drop the punch. Let's go to the Vanguard newspaper. Page 6 of the Vanguard. Oromoni, Dowen College awaits Lagos government's directive as Falano vows to expose cover-up.
This is a very difficult one. Because discussing this subject is like discussing religion. It's highly emotional. Highly emotional. And let me be honest with you. I can't tell you categorically that this is what my thinking is on this matter just yet. The reason being, I've tried to sift through a lot of the arguments for and against, and a large percentage of them seem to be emotional. But I want two persons to help us in this matter. The first person that I want to help us is the representative of the family who it is alleged was at the where the postmortem was being carried out. The autopsy was being carried out in Wari. I'd like the doctor there to come and tell us certain things.
Okay.
Then the same family doctor, I don't know if he's the same person who was at where the autopsy was carried out in Lagos, for the family to give him permission to come and tell us certain things, whether he agrees with those two reports or not. I think that would help.
Okay.
In all honesty, I think that would help. For the gentleman who led a group of people to the college to go, don't exacerbate the let us have a clear and let's be less emotional. Yeah. The loss of a child is a terrible thing.
It is.
I can understand that. But at the same time, we also have lives of other people involved at stake. So, whilst I can't make a categorical statement, the two persons that I would love to help us a little bit at the represent, because what I heard or what I read in the papers is that the family was represented at the Wari autopsy, whatever, and that was also represented at. But my sympathies to the father of the boy. He says he will not bury his son until.
Against justice.
Yes, but I plead with him to let the boy rest in peace. It doesn't stop you from pursuing. Justice, do the needful, get the closure, and you can do it. It will take, it's not going to be easy, it's going to take almost a lifetime for you to do that. You don't want to leave the boy in the morgue for that long. I plead with him to make sure so that even the mother, I saw the video of the mother and I fell apart completely. So I understand the way these things go, but also by the same token. Let's also make sure that we don't get emotional. And of course, there are people there in the social media who have latched onto it and are trying to make a lot of mileage from a tragedy, which I consider highly unfortunate.
Indeed. We're still with the Vanguard newspaper, page 11 this time. Sit at home, partial compliance in Southeast states.
Well, I think it's time the government moved in and stopped this carnage that is going on. You see, because it has here, sit at home, there were people there was shooting and so on and so forth. I think the governors and indeed the government should move in and put a stop to this. Even IPOP have said that they have suspended it. So it's been taken over by hoodlums and so on and so forth. Remember that these things sometimes spread like cancer. If you can have sit at home every Monday in the East, one day you could jolly well have it in Delta, and before you know it, one day in Lagos on Monday, you can't go to work. So we should nip this cancer in the bud. There are other means of protest that we should. And come to think of it, this is like shooting yourselves in the foot.
Right, right.
Some people live on daily earnings. The point has been made. I probably even have said that, look, they have suspended it. you know, but that has been hijacked. And I'm hoping that by this time next week, we won't be hearing this kind of story. Mm. If the question to ask is the governments of the East, are they losing control? Are they losing control? If they're losing control, what can we do? If we can't do anything, what then happens?
Or does this underscore the need for state police?
The issue, I remember, you know, the Southwest governors, for example, saying that, you know, Sanwo-Olu should have had Amotekun, and I wonder, would he have gone to Magodo with Amotekun to fight the federal police?
To do what, exactly?
Yes. We really...
Because even when you have, you have state police, yes, there will still be federal police.
There will be federal police, exactly. Now. And you know, I don't like mono thinking. I like thinking that has a spread. There is no doubt that you do need some form of state police, but the politics in Nigeria, you cannot discount. The politics in Nigeria, the maturity of our leaders, the kind of leaders, some of the leaders that we have. But for federal police, do you know where some people would be today? If some states had their own state police with full powers, do you know what would happen? Almost all the states have taken control of the judiciary. In a country where you're appointing 10 judges, 4 are children, 1 is a sibling, you don't know the identities of the balance of 5, what do you think is going to happen? So yes, whilst there is a very, very strong case for state police, one is not too impressed by you know, the level of maturity of some of our leaders.
Right, right. We must go now. We must go. We're out of time. But what is coming up at 9?
Even if somebody put a call through to you to ask you that Kini Baba Evers on 9 o'clock, what do you
think? Do you have anybody? Do you have any guests?
No, I'm going on the solo run.
Okay.
Which means going on the solo run also means that I want to give our listeners a lot of opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
To take part in this
absolutely
exercise.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's good to see you.
It's good to be back.
But I look down the gun. I mean, look at this jacket.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to have me back.
It's good to have you back.
I've gone a bit more.
Say the cold wasn't too much.
Now you've revealed where I went now. No, the only problem is I'm packed full of bacon and sausages. So.
Yeah, welcome back.
All right, it's thank you very much. Back.
Yeah. Jimmy will be back at 9 on Daily Digest. I'm Sheriff Quadri. We'll take a break. The news is next, after which we talk. What isn't it for you as a business person in Lagos? LSTF will be joining us on to talk about this and some more at 8 o'clock. Join us again.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.